So is it a fracture or just badly broken? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I just want to talk briefly about paediatric clavicle fractures. I always enjoy showing patients their x-rays. It's useful to help demonstrate their injury and talk about what we're going to do for them. But for most people, and particularly in kids, seeing their fracture for themselves is important. It usually comes with the request for the obligatory photo, which will end up on social media or be texted to family members. And some people seem to enjoy the challenge of looking for their fracture or their break. Now, sometimes the showing of an x-ray to a patient is a disappointing affair. Most patients with a small anterior fat pad of the elbow seem unimpressed when you tell them you suspect there's a fracture of their radial head. Even though you tell a patient they have likely ruptured their ACL, most seem unimpressed with the tiny sliver of bone representing the second fracture. Patients seem to prefer seeing a nice crack through a bone. You know, like a proper break. I usually find that patients feel that an obvious fracture on x-ray is worse than something subtle. Surely that big, obvious spiral fourth metatarsal fracture is worse than the vague tarsometatarsal widening associated with a Lisfranc injury. And nowhere is this more obvious than in the paediatric clavicle fracture, which are very easy for parents to recognise on the x-ray. As I'm sure you all appreciate, most clavicle fractures, in kids and indeed adults, will heal very well and they tolerate quite a bit of displacement and angulation, particularly within that middle third. There are of course situations in which we need to be aware, like skin tenting that is compromising skin integrity, any vascular compromise, or an open fracture for example, but the vast majority of clavicle fractures are managed conservatively. But to a lot of parents, the fracture they see on the x-ray looks obvious and would seem to suggest that an operation might be needed. If their child is an aspiring sports star, I find there is added concern. So it's important that we address this concern. Starship Hospital and the Royal Children's Hospital of Melbourne both have really useful guidelines on their websites, which can help determine those fractures that need orthopaedic input. The Starship flowchart is very clear and can be reassuring to show parents that their child is in a category that needs no special treatment other than a sling, and that some do not even need routine follow-up. The guidelines also work in the other direction, in that they can help make your case when speaking with an orthopaedic registrar about a medial clavicle fracture of which you're concerned. Now finally, despite these nice clear guidelines, it is reasonable and sometimes necessary to refer a child to an orthopaedic fracture clinic if there is a parental concern. If you are unable to reassure them, and they are fearful for their child's future sporting endeavours, a referral for an orthopaedic review is, in my opinion, required. We have to choose our battles, and if someone does not feel reassured by what you're saying, refer. I believe that it is our job to reassure our patients and their family, and there are times when they need to hear the same advice directly from the orthopaedic surgeon before accepting the treatment. Try not to view this as a challenge to your knowledge or a reflection of the patient's view of urgent care as a specialty. It is certainly not the time to dig in your heels, and as long as you document the parental concern in your referral letter, and the discussions that you've had with them, the orthopod will understand. So check out the links to the Starship and Royal Children's Hospital of Melbourne guidelines. They're well worth reading and referencing whenever you want to clarify your management. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions or corrections, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. And we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.